This is Spoken MicroWiki. Federated Republics of A1. History. See main article, History of A1. A1, being on the continent of Australia, was previously inhabited by the indigenous population up until the late 1800s. After the development of the area in the mid-1900s, A1 was created by the urban sprawl of Melbourne. The main turning point in the history of A1 was the Great Prit Revolution, where former Chairman Prit headed a revolution and declared A1's independence on January 1, 2008. Just a few days later, the government was established, the Constitution and Bill of Rights written and authorised, and territories secured. The 2010 A1 political crisis, mainly between former Deputy Chairman Thomas Caulfield's United A1 Party and Chairman Philip Fisher's A1 People's Party, severely rocked A1's politics. The crisis eventually caused members of the United A1 Party to renounce their A1 citizenship and create a new micronation, the Federal State of A1, resulting in the sparking of the Great Patriotic War. In October 2010, A1 incorporated two more protectorates into itself, with the former micronations Nemkavia and Nasitro joining in early October. This coincided with the end of secondary education for many of New Central's citizenry, with 95% of citizens of New Central renouncing their citizenship as a result. Also in late October, the Most Glorious People's Republic of A1 officially ceased to exist on the 27th of October 2010 and was succeeded by the current micronation officially on November the 4th, 2010. This changed A1 from a democratic communist dictatorship to a parliamentary democracy, and the separation of the head of state and head of government. All former protectorates were federated into a single entity, with each protectorate becoming a republic. In November 2011, James Willery became First Secretary of A1 and Sam Corby became Prime Minister, after their two parties, in a coalition, won the election of the same month. This was the first time in over 2 years that such a drastic change in the leadership of the nation had taken place. Government and politics. See main article, Politics of A1. A1 is a parliamentary democracy with a clear separation of powers between the legislative branch, judicial branch, and executive branch. The head of state is the first secretary of A1, who is elected by the representatives of the Chamber of Electorates in the first sitting of Parliament following a federal election. The head of government is the Prime Minister of A1, who is the leader of the political party that wins a federal election. The first Prime Minister was Dame Mars McTavish, appointed on the 29th of October 2010 as the FRA1's first female to be elected to a head of state or head of government position. She was also favourite to win the November 2010 A1 elections, which were delayed as a result of the eruption of Mount Merapi in Lichtenhausen. The elections were held in late November, but as there was only one candidate per seat, actual voting did not take place. In November 2011, elections were held in which then First Secretary Philip Fish was replaced by James Willery, and Mars McTavish was replaced as Prime Minister by Sam Corby. For the first time since August 2009, Fish does not hold the position of either Head of State or Head of Government. Law and Order. The judicial branch in A1 is separated from the legislative and executive branches to ensure what is commonly referred to as a separation of powers. This ensures that A1's justice system is fair and independent. The High Court of A1 is the highest court in A1 and deals with all judicial and legal matters. Foreign Relations. See main article, Foreign Relations of A1. A1 came out of isolation in August 2009, following the August 2009 general elections, and has since become an influential micronation, at least within the MicroWiki sphere. A1 established its first micronational diplomatic relations with Bobolania in July 2009 and joined the United Micronations in early August 2009. It also joined the Grand Unified Micronational soon afterwards, but left the GUM in November 2009 due to numerous complaints by A1 about various aspects of the GUM. The Micronational Assistance Office and the Organization of Active Micronations were launched in October 2009 in response to the recommendations made by the July 2009 White Paper. These creations were met with great approval from inside the A1 government and from most of the micronational community. First Secretary Fisher's disapproval of micronationalism in Antarctica caused much controversy in early 2010, sparked by the leaking of a speech by Sir Fisher to the Central Committee in February of that year. Military. See main article, A1 Defence Force. A1 maintains a small, non-standing military force. Total numbers in the armed forces were, at their peak, around 70, as conscription at the age of 16 into the Red Guard was in force. The A1DF, A1 Defence Force, is headed by the Supreme Headquarters of the Armed Forces, SHAF, which is headed by the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, constitutionally the First Secretary. However, in reality, the commander of the A1DF is the General Officer Commanding, GOC A1DF, currently James Willery. The A1DF has only been mobilized twice in its history, the most recent being the Great Patriotic War. It also has a separate branch in A1's Micros territory, the Republic of Pontus, it being fictional. It houses the entire A1 Navy, a separate army, and a separate air force. Geography and climate. A1 is approximately 9 square kilometers in area, comprising of 6 republics. Natural hazards of A1 include high winds, extreme temperatures, severe electrical storms, volcanic eruptions. The now infamous Great Window Opening Tornado Disaster of 2008 was particularly devastating, with over 15 sheets of paper blown across New Central, and one citizen receiving an incision on their arm, amongst the many other terrible effects of the disaster. A public holiday to remember the disaster is now held on March the 23rd, the day that this terrible disaster struck. In 2010, A1 suffered its first major natural disaster, with the Indonesian Republic, Lichtenstein, falling victim to a volcanic eruption in neighbouring Indonesia. Numerous citizens were injured by falling ash during the disaster, and it is thought to be one of the worst micronational natural disasters of all time. It is unsure how this will be commemorated on the first anniversary in 2011, however, a national holiday as a Memorial Day is expected. The A1 Weather Bureau provides weather information for A1, including weather warnings, rainfall, and dudometer readings. It is currently inactive indefinitely due to damaged weather instruments. The A1 Geographic Society also provides limited geographic information on A1, and has previously sent out numerous expeditions to such places as the Victorian Alpine region. Education. All primary and secondary education of A1 citizens is handled by the Victorian Government's Department of Education and Early Childhood Development, as it is not within A1's realistic scope to provide such services. Customs. It is considered polite to shut doors behind you, especially on cold mornings. Media. Owing to the size of A1, there is only one A1-specific news provider, the A1 News Service, or A1NS. It also provides news from all the republics. In September 2009, the A1 Broadcasting Commission was established. It, similar to the A1 News Service, is funded by the government and maintains a YouTube channel and live stream channel. The arts. Although having much musical and artistic talent, A1 does not as of yet have a performing arts centre or artistic academy. See also Most Glorious People's Republic of A1, Politics of A1, Foreign Relations of A1. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.